Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the brother would read to us hadith number 396.
Narrated Hudhayfa bin al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not wear clothes of silk or dibaj, or do not drink in gold or silver utensils, or eat in such plates, for these things are for them, the unbelievers, in this world and for you in the hereafter."
Okay, so we will stop at these two hadiths. There are other hadiths related to silk again, but let us stop here and try to look into it. Among the things that are prohibited for a Muslim male to wear is, because here we do not have any distinction, right? The Prophet says, do not wear silk. But he does not say whether it is permissible for women or not. So these two hadiths tell us that it is prohibited for Muslims to wear silk. And the justification is that this is for the disbelievers, specifically silk. And whoever refuses that, that means whoever wears silk in this life, faces the danger of not being admitted to Jannah. Why? Because we know that the believers will only wear silk in Jannah. So if the Prophet tells us that it is for them in this life and for you in the hereafter, or in the hadith of Umar, whoever wears it in this life will not wear it in the hereafter, meaning that he will not be admitted to Jannah. This is the most authentic opinion. There are other scholars who said that, no, he would wear cotton, he would wear polyester, anything but silk. But this is not a strong and authentic opinion. It means that this is a warning. Whoever wears silk in this life will not be admitted to Jannah because this is a major sin. The ruling on wearing silk for men is haram from this hadith, and also for women. But we have another hadith that makes women permitted to wear it. When the Prophet came, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, once to his companions with gold and silk in both hands. So he said, these are halal for the females of my ummah, of my nation, and they are forbidden for the males, the men. So now we know that wearing gold for women is halal, and wearing silk for women is also halal from this hadith. So these hadiths are only for men to be applied for, that is wearing the silk. What about using golden or silver utensils or eating in golden and silver plates? The scholars say that this is haram for all, men and women. And the justification is that there is no permissibility for it. The Prophet said the gold and the silk is halal to be worn by women, but eating in them, that is in gold or in silver, this is completely prohibited. And the Prophet made, alayhi salatu wasalam, a very serious warning that whoever drinks or eats in such utensils, golden or silver, will eat and drink hell in his belly on the day of judgment, because the punishment is equivalent to the crime. The Prophet said, whoever kills himself, commits suicide, will be killing himself in hell. So if a person stabs himself to death, he will be stabbing himself for eternity in hell. So the punishment is always equivalent to the crime committed. And here, because they drank and ate in golden or silver utensils, the same punishment would be applied to them. Hadith Hudhayfa, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, do not wear clothes of silk or dibaj. And what is dibaj? This is also made of silk, but it is a hard type of silk. So you have different shades of silk, if you wish. There is that soft, there is the hard, there is that broided. And wearing of silk is completely prohibited for Muslims, men, that is, except if it's embroidering in a dress that does not exceed 3 or 4 fingers, this thick. So if it's 2, it's permissible, 3 permissible, not more than 4. If it's wider than this, it becomes haram. The second exception for men to wear silk is when they have a need. When would a person have a need? As in the case, as we will see inshallah, when there is some sort of illness in the skin and he cannot wear normal clothes, he has to wear something that is very soft because of the irritation on the skin, this becomes permissible. Other than that, it's totally haram. Now the question is, why is it haram? Some say because of this or that, but we don't have any solid proof. Therefore, we say it's haram because the Prophet ﷺ said it's haram. Some of the suggestions you have, one say because it's a sign of extravagance. People wearing silk, this is too expensive, it will hurt the feelings of the poor. But this is counter-attacked by those who say, okay, if this is the case, then what's the ruling on wearing diamond or rubies or precious stones that are more expensive than silk? It should be also haram, but it is not. So there is no comparison. Also, others say that wearing silk makes a man who's supposed to be tough and strong a bit feminine. And that is something that Islam forbids. But again, wearing diamonds and rubies and other stuff that are expensive that women usually wear, it's also permissible for men to wear. Can we say that this reason can apply for it? And the answer is no. So we should keep it as it is. Also, it is worth noting that there is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, which is authentic, where the Prophet says, alayhi salam, that there will come a time when my ummah, portion of my followers, will make haram things halal. And what are these haram things halal? Fornication, wearing of silk, al-hira wal-harir, intoxications, al-khamr, and musical instruments, al-ma'azif. Four things that are haram, there will come people who will make it halal. And this is obvious. Fornication, a lot of the people now do this major sin and they camouflage the name. So they marry their colleagues in school or at work without a guardian, without witnesses, and say, Allah is our witness, girlfriend, boyfriend, and they camouflage it to call it marriage. This is zina, fornication. Al-harir, we find it in a lot of our clothes. And it's important to know that when we say silk, we mean natural silk. Because there are lots of fabrics that they call it artificial silk. Is it haram? No. The only haram thing is the pure silk that comes from this warm. In Arabic, we call it dudat al-qaz. I don't know what's called in English. It's found in China and many places. And silk itself is so soft and light. They say that you can put it through a ring. It comes from the other way because it's so soft and nice. So this is haram. But we call silk, and it's not silk. The name itself does not make it haram. And wine, intoxicants are made halal now, a lot, as we've discussed, different names. And musical instruments, and this is also found in, may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all. We open the floor for Q&As.
In lot of the clothes, the silk is mixed. You know, Sheikh, they call it as a China silk or something. There are names, but the silk is mixed with cotton or any other types of fabric. So what's the ruling on it?
The ruling as stated before, if it's more than four fingers, it's forbidden. To mix it with other fabrics, I highly doubt this is possible. Because then this would not be natural silk. This most likely is artificial silk that has a similar feeling, but it is not as such. This, in my fabric, they call it silk. And usually it's shiny, but it's very cheap and it's artificial. It has nothing to do, I'm not justifying it for myself to wear it. It has nothing to do with natural silk. Yes, Akhi.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
There are some clothes which use 10 to 20% of silk for a climatic condition or whatever they say. So is it anything 10 to 12, 20%, anything makes it permissible?
As stated before, I don't think that you can mix silk with other fabrics because silk itself is not mixable. It's not a material that you put and you manufacture. This is to my knowledge. But if this is the case that it can be mixed, this is not permissible. What's permissible only to have 3 or 4 fingers of silk embroidering, for example. In a dress, you have this thick. But to have it mixed, I don't think that this is applicable. And if it is, then the answer would be no, this is not permissible.
What is the ruling on wearing accessories which has gold plating, like watches and stuff like that?
Gold plating, we have to look at the nature of it. For example, if my watch is gold plated, some so-called gold plated are only color. So you would buy a spoon or a knife and they say this is gold plated. And you take it to the jeweler shop and they have their means to find and say, excuse me, how much gold is there? And the man says, there's no gold at all. The color is yellow, but there's no gold at all, not a single gram. So this is permissible to wear, to eat in. The color, as again, like artificial silk, the color has no value. The actual material does have the value. In some cases, when you go and buy a watch and it's gold plated, and you take it to the jeweler, says, yes, this has only a very, very thin layer or cover of gold. It's not solid gold, but it has 0.1 gram or 0.001 gram. Anything that has this 0.001 gram, anything that has gold in it is haram completely. And that is why sometimes people ask on the ruling on white gold. And I say, I don't know, if it's yellow gold painted chemically to be white, it's haram. Because inside there is the haram yellow gold. But if they say that plutonium or any other material, because it's white and expensive, they call it white gold, and there is no yellow gold in it, this is halal to wear, even if they call it white gold. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.